SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Attorney General Pam Bondi has been ousted from the Justice Department.
In announcing the firing of Bondi, President Trump described her as a great American patriot and a loyal friend who faithfully served as Attorney General. He praised her work and said she will be transitioning to a new job in the private sector. Despite his positive comments, the president was particularly unhappy with Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files. Writing on social media, the president said Bondi's deputy, Todd Blanche, will step in to serve as acting attorney general. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate sent its deal to fund most of the Department of Homeland Security back to the House today, marking what should be the beginning of the end of an historic partial government shutdown.
Speaker Mike Johnson signed off Wednesday on the two-track strategy, effectively capitulating after torching the Senate bill Friday as a joke, but he could still struggle to move it quickly given early opposition from some members on the right flank of his conference. The House briefly convened Thursday morning, but there were no attempts to pass a Senate-approved deal. Johnson will have two more opportunities in brief pro forma sessions scheduled for next week. Otherwise, he'll have to wait until all of his members are back on April 14th. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Forecasters say a dry winter in the mountains of Colorado does not bode well for the drought-stricken West this summer.
Cities in the region are imposing water use restrictions, and ranchers like Philip Anderson...
Now, normally here we'd be walking in water.
...are wondering how they'll feed and water their cattle.
In the pasture that we normally calve in, there's no pond water, no stock water.
Add to that the threat of wildfires.
That is Ben Thomas reporting. SpaceX has filed the paperwork to be allowed to sell shares to the public. SpaceX IPO promises to be one of the biggest Wall Street events of the year. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 79 points. This is SRN News. An unusual decision by the Washington Post.
The newspaper, long a bastion of liberal thought, has published an editorial criticizing the Supreme Court of Finland for denying the religious freedom of a member of its parliament. Pavi Rasinen has been fined for quoting the Bible on homosexuality, and the Post calls the decision a farce, adding, quote, "It's not a crime to publish unpopular religious views." The paper goes on to urge Americans to cherish their First Amendment rights. Michael Harrington reporting.
Chile's new president is deeply religious in a country that has grown increasingly secular. Jose Antonio Kast's faith resonates with many supporters and political analysts, and say it could shape, but not immediately change, policy on issues such as abortion and the LGBTQ agenda. Kast won nearly 60% of the vote and has opposed contraception and same-sex marriage as well as abortion. This is SRN News. Authorities have released body cam footage of the moment Tiger Woods was arrested for DUI.
Body cam video released by the Martin County Sheriff's Office shows a deputy informing Woods that he is being arrested.
So at this time, I do believe your normal faculties are impaired, okay, and you're under the unknown substance, okay, so at this time you're under arrest for DUI, yes sir.
The video also shows that officers found pills in Tiger Woods' pocket. In the footage, Woods says that he had not had any alcohol.
Nope.
And that he had taken a few medications earlier in the day. Authorities later confirmed that Woods was in possession of hydrocodone, which is used to treat for pain. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More than 50 years after her murder, the killing of a 17-year-old Utah girl has been linked to famed serial killer Ted Bundy. Police say new DNA testing techniques allowed them to finally solve the case. More of these stories can be found at SRNNews.com.